Blog Talk Radio.
One time for my people trying to party. Two times for the party getting started.
And today we have a live interview with the one and only Grammy winner, hot producer, Atlanta, doing his thing, Mr. College Park himself, a.k.a. DJ Smurf. Okay then. So I hope y'all enjoy this interview because we finna get it done right here. What's going on? Hello?
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Can you hear me? Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. So, we're going to go ahead and get down with the nitty-gritty because I know you're a busy man and you took time out to do this interview. Okay, we else. You must have got the your speaker up or something. Hello?
His name is the Smurf.
Okay, so introduce yourself to the world.
Milk plastic, milkman, Miss Chocolate.
Oh, Lord. Oh, you called me. My bad. I'm thinking this was Miss Chocolate Park.
You're trying to listen in.
Okay, so I'm gonna you good. So I'm about to wait to, he's gonna call in a few minutes. This is a well, I got that Mr. Screw. I thought that was Mr. College Park himself. That's actually Milkman. I said no wonder everything else went. So I'm definitely waiting for him to tap in. So why is he tapping in? I'm going to play another song, and then we're going to be rolling like that. So we live right here on the Miss Chocolate Show, and y'all make sure that y'all definitely stay tuned because this show is going to get real good. One of my best friends, Mr. College Park himself, and he known for being a big-time known DJ as well, DJ Smurf is definitely going to be tapping in very soon. So everybody stay tuned all over the world. And big shout outs to Mexico. Shout out to everybody that's tuning in, been supporting my radio station. I really appreciate y'all. I definitely appreciate overseas because it's a lot of y'all that been tapping in with me and keeping it gangsta with your girl. Even when I wasn't airing live and everything, y'all still was supporting me, and I really appreciate that. So we're finna get down with this interview finally. I thought it was Mr. College Park, but it wasn't. So we're finna tap Mr. College Park in. Introduce yourself to the world. What's going on, friend? How you doing?
Finally. I'm doing great. How you?
I'm doing better. I'm doing great. Can't complain. I'm still here.
That's right. Yes. That's right. Me too.
Yes. That's a great. That's a blessing.
That's right.
So, Mr. College Park, a.k.a. DJ Smurf. I always wanted to say that.
That's me.
Yes. That's you.
Turn it up.
Mr. Grammy winner. So we're going to get to the good stuff because a lot of people know you from DJing and being the greatest
right.
producer that you are. Also having your own
record label.
But I want you to give
True.
The juice because I don't want to tell all the good stuff. So I'm going to get you down to everybody.
Well, I'm gonna try to give an abbreviated version of my history. So I started out as a DJ here in Atlanta with one of the first mixtape crews called the J Team. That was in the early 90s. Went on to make 4 albums as an artist under the name of DJ Smurf. I produced all of my music. I wrote all of my songs for the most part. And then I went on to start my label, College Park Music, with a group called the Yin Yang Twins. The first single was Whistle While You Twerk. It's a cult classic, but we got sued for the sample, which made us pivot and not become a one-hit wonder, and we made a song called Say Ay Ay Ay. And from there, their career was off the ground. From there, we Get Low and all the Yin Yang. I produced the Whisper song, Miss New Booty, The Wobble. I signed Soulja Boy. I produced Get Silly, produced some of Pitbull's early songs. And now I'm all the way into this subgenre of blues and R&B called Southern Soul with an artist by the name of Mike Clark Jr. with a song called Auntie Outside. There we go.
Okay. Well, we definitely gonna that's an abbreviation of everything. So
yeah, I know I missed a lot of stuff, but I tried to give you the quick part.
Okay, we got time. We got a little time, but I know you're a busy man, so we probably don't have that much time. But So now, Bubba Sparks, the song "Up in Here." You remember that song?
Up in Here. I know DMX from "Up in Here."
It's not the let me see, Bubba Sparks. It's actually the song. Oh Lord,
Ugly.
What song?
Ugly. That's the song you're talking about.
Ugly. Yes. Ugly. Yes. Ugly. So
yeah.
That song went.
Yeah.
That song went platinum. And you won a Grammy behind it. Yeah, you won a Grammy behind his music.
Well, I was Timbaland actually did Ugly before I started working with Bubba. And so after he got away from Timbaland's label, he joined Big Boy's label, Purple Ribbon. And they had been working on his album, his second album, I think. No, it was his third album for quite some time, so they needed a single. And I was coming off the Whisper song production and also the Play song that I did for David Banner. I had just did those two records and Trap Star for Young Jeezy. So I was having a little bit of run, and they came and got me to do a single for him. So that's when I produced Miss New Booty, which is his biggest song to date.
Yep. And you also did something with Mike Jones, Drop and Give Me 50.
Well, so the story with Mike Jones is the song that I did with Yin Yang Twins called Bad, I'm Looking for a Dime, that's top of the line. I originally produced that song for Mike Jones, but Swisher House didn't understand Mike on that kind of record. So Mike loved my production. So he came to me like, I want one of them Yin Yang beats. I want one of them Yin Yang beats. So I gave him Bad, and he wrote the hook, and Yin Yang wasn't even on the record at first. And so when they turned it down, I said, yo, I'll take this record and put Yin Yang on it, and we'll put it on their album. So that's how me and Mike started working together. And then me and him did a record, Me and Hurricane did a record called Drop It, Give Me 50.
Mm-hmm.
And I wound up giving that record to Mike.
Yeah.
So that was Hurricane's song at first, and then I wound up giving it to Mike Jones because we had too many songs on Hurricane at the time.
Exactly. See, I wanted you to break that down. You know I know all the history, so I just wanted you to throw it out there.
Right.
I ain't want to give too much.
Right. It's a lot. And I'm talking about it, you making me recall all the details of it. So it's a lot of stories and a lot of time has passed. So, you know.
Yeah. That was back in the era when – I know you, my goddad, you remember Cy Young, because Cy Young, he was the head program director for Urban One and Radio One in Raleigh, North Carolina,
right,
and Georgia, and everywhere. So he was able to help a lot of DJs and a lot of people's careers in the 1960s
right,
and up era. So,
right.
Yeah, so that's a lot of history. That's why I was like, I got to put my homie on this air so we could talk about his history, because you done did a lot, and you definitely is still making moves. Now, this new artist that you have named Mike Clark Jr., right?
Yeah, Mike Clark Jr.
Clark, okay, Mike Clark. I want to make sure I had it right. Mike Clark Jr. So he has Southern Soul song. And
right. Well, Southern Soul, well, I don't know if your listeners, you know, I'm sure you're nationwide now, but worldwide, matter of fact. Southern Soul is a form of R&B / blues, I call it. That is kind of still underground, and it exists mainly in the Southeast, on over to Texas, up to the Midwest a little bit. But anyway, it's still underground. It's not commercialized yet. So it's normally the artists in that genre are older, but Mike is only 19 years old, but he sounds like a grown man. So
aww.
I had signed an artist. Yeah, he's only 19.
And I hadn't signed an artist in over 10 years, but when I heard Mike's voice, I thought he was a grown man. So when I found he was 19, he was 18 at the time, I said, I got to get back in the saddle. So I had him come up from Macon, Georgia. He's from Macon, Georgia. And it took us about 2 months, but we got it done.
Okay. So this first country outside, that one first. And then we're going to come back down to second song. So this is more like a cookout party, like the environment event song.
I think all the Southern Soul is cookout, family-oriented sounding. You know, the vibe of it is grown. Let me just put it like that. I think people are becoming a little fatigued of the same old rap and R&B. So that's why Southern Soul has such a big underground following. It's like an alternative to what everybody else is doing. So most of Mike's songs come off like that. So I would say both songs are cookout, women empowering, makes women feel great. He's a big guy, you know, ex-football player. He just chose to sing instead of going to college. But I would classify all of Southern Soul as cookout sounding music.
Yes. Okay. Well, we're going to definitely about to play this song, Auntie Outside, and then we're going to get back with Mr. College Park and talk some more about his new artist that he's pushing. Right here on WMQP 107.3 on the Miss Chocolate Show.
What is the kid proud of me? Yeah.
Man, that go in. I could be still over here.
Like that?
Got out at the radio. I forgot I was interviewing. Made me want to go dance. That's what's up. That is hot. That is real hot. That is a real hot song.
Thank you.
So,
thank you.
Yes. And when I'm going to call you later on because I got some radio stations that I definitely can send you to that does Southern soul music. And they love soul in those areas. So he'll definitely do good for that,
for sure.
For that area. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. That is hot, man. I like that song. I can just imagine how
the
other one goes.
Thank you.
Yes, you always do good with jump with music, so that ain't nothing new.
Well,
so,
you know, when you start out as a DJ, you know what moves the crowd. So all my music has always been club oriented. So all that other stuff, I don't knock it, but coming from a DJ perspective, I gotta have songs that move the crowd.
Yeah, they're gonna put them on the dance floor, man, move and dance. Not stand looking at each other, mean
looking.
That's
right. Right.
What's up. Okay, so got it going on. Now,
yep.
So what's going on with this song right here?
So this song is, you know, we're still working Auntie. That's Mike's flagship song. That's the song that made me sign it. But just in effort to, I don't want to, you got to put music out nowadays. So
yeah.
I've only been in Southern Soul for a few months now when I signed Mike. So I found out that the hottest DJ in Southern Soul is DJ Trucker out of Quincy, Florida. And so I had been hearing this guy's name over and over and over and over. And we ran into him at a Southern Soul Award show here in Atlanta. And so he met Mike and fell in love with Mike and booked Mike on a show or two, and then they got a chance to spend some time together. And so they said they were going to do some music together. And so I got my man, Mr. Hinky, who was down with my production team. He produced Good Love by the City Girls, and he produced Twerkulator. He produced California. So Hinky, you know, comes from the Collie Park production tree. So he did a song with Mike called Got It Going On. So I said, you know what? This is already hot. So why don't we put Trucker on this song? And it came out really, really dope. And we should have the video ready in a week or so.
Okay, cool. Well, we're going to go ahead and play this song, Got It Going On. You can just imagine how the song going to go because she got it going on now, dog. Okay, don't be hating on her.
It's dope.
Let's go.
Hey, if you bad and you know it, say yeah. If that thing ain't good and you know it, say yeah. So dance on your friend, baby, you wanna join in. Tell her DJ this a hit, gotta run it back again. Oh, yeah. So, baby, it's your boy, my clock. DJ Trucker. In the meantime, between time, put my number in your phone, girl. I like the way you're moving. You got
hey,
it going
on.
That young man off the chain. College part. you got some golden right there. You definitely got a golden.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely got something right there. You definitely got something right there.
I appreciate it. He's a little star. He's, well, not little. He's a star.
Yeah. Yeah, listen. You don't got to worry about too much of, you know, yeah. Boy, dealing with these grown folks, you got to pull the teeth in your hair.
Well, you know what? Sometimes that's bad, but a young bull coming of age can be worse. you know, so it's all, you got to pick your poison with the music industry.
Too.
But the good thing about it, he was brought up with both his parents. He still lives with both his parents. He's a God-fearing church. And then he has a team, his management team, grown men. So, you know, he got a village around him right now. So we'll keep him in line as long as we can.
Yeah, that's what's up. Yeah, you definitely got something to work with this song right here. With this artist right here, you definitely have something going with this movement right here.
Thank you.
So what else is in the making? What else you got going on that you can share before we let
To be honest, all my energy is in the mic right now because it's been so many years since I've done an artist. So also, not only, you know, is it my first artist in a long time, we're trying to break Southern Soul to the mainstream. And I think I have the artists that can do that. So it's a lot of work that goes into it. I'm real tunnel vision when I take something on. So, you know, a lot of people like to say, I got this going on, I got that going on, I'm doing this, I'm doing that. But me, I'm very focused when I take something on. So right now it's Mike Clark Jr. season.
Okay, Mike Clark got something, Jr. got something going on right there. And
Oh, yeah.
Yes, because Southern Soul is a hard market to break. Because I was dealing with a female artist named Nicole Jackson. Her song that's all over the radio called Work It Out. So,
okay.
Yeah. But she's making real moves, going all over the world and getting a lot of paid shows and everything. Maybe I can have y'all collab with her because her song definitely on them charts. She definitely she's everywhere. She's everywhere in a lot of different stuff, shows, events, and everything. So maybe I can collab y'all together and y'all can do like a feature with Mike, with her, and old school, new school situation, you know?
And plus send me the music.
Yes,
we'll see if
it's a fit. Yeah, I'm definitely going to, I'll definitely do that for you. So she's bad now. She's bad. So
For sure.
So give us, well, even though I know your information, we give it all, and hold on, let me make sure I give a big shout out to Mexico, the United States, Canada, everybody overseas, the islands, everybody that's tuned in all over the world, definitely appreciate you. I definitely appreciate you supporting WMQP 107.3 FM. This station won't be nothing if y'all was not listening. So I really want to let y'all know that I love you and I appreciate you for tuning in. And, hey. Now y'all got some more Southern Soul music to listen to now all over there. So y'all get two steps over there. Yes, and make sure y'all request the song on She's Outside by Mike Clark. Make sure y'all, Junior, make sure y'all vote, request this song because it's all about y'all too. Y'all request it. The radio stations will, especially if it's in high demand. So always remember that. Support, because we need our people to support our artists. So, anything
always.
Else you can share or anything that he got going on soon, any events that he has coming up that you want to put out there?
He's doing a lot of promo work right now, and as well, he's already getting booked. His calendar is filling up really, really fast. We're considering, you know, was crazy with us with music that mature sounding, and having a young man that's not talking, you know, about street stuff, you know, shooting and killing and sex, and, you know, in an abrasive manner. It allows him to go into the schools as well. So he does a lot of appearances in schools. We're looking at a prom tour right now for the spring. So that's what we got.
Okay. I'm definitely looking at everything that you have. And make sure you tag me in everything. So or even send it to me. Air it out there. Yeah.
Sure.
Now that young man gonna be something not boy. He gonna be ooh. He gonna be on a whole different level.
Yeah,
yes, that's a whole different level, right? Especially for his age bracket. That's a real good level. Yep. And you know what's really going on though in the music industry. What's really finna take off is Southern Soul, R&B, and gospel,
right.
And inspirational music. Those four levels of music is finna really take off, only because of a lot of people getting tired of hearing the violence music or you know, ratchet, how you want to say it. To them, it's ratchet, you know, disrespect towards women, disrespect towards different people, cultures.
Let me tell you something. I made a lot of money making music, quote-unquote ratchet music for females, but when the females started making music, portraying themselves, to me, in a worse light than what the men were doing, it made me feel some kind of way. I don't regret doing what I did, but I'm conscious on the impact of the music that I put out into the world now, more so than I was when I was, you know, in my 20s. So, you know, if it wasn't for Mike Clark Jr., I can't say that I would, you know, get involved with the music that I did back in the day, because, you know, as an older father, one daughter and two sons, you just become more wise and more conscious about what you're putting into this world and how it affects the kids.
Yeah, that definitely is the key right there. The daughters, you know, and then also we have to remember too, we have kids out here, and then you don't want another man disrespecting your daughter. You don't want, you know, or you don't want nobody calling your daughter out her name or whatever, so you have to.
I don't want my daughter disrespecting herself.
Exactly. Yep. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes. So share your social media information and his social media and how people can book him, how people can definitely do a feature with him if they're. You know, vibe mix with his, and you know, go from there.
I'm Collie Part. Let's go. I don't on Instagram. That's CollIPARK. Let's go. I don't really. I'm on TikTok, but I'm not on TikTok. I'm trolling on TikTok. Facebook is DJ Mr. Collie Part. But that's it. I'm not on Snapchat or any of that other stuff. I leave that for the artists.
Okay. Yeah. that makes sense.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, that makes a lot of sense. How can people follow, your artist?
He's Famous Mike Clark on TikTok. He's official_MikeClarkJr. on Instagram, and he's Mike Clark Jr. on Facebook.
Okay. Ooh. Well, y'all heard it right here.
Yep.
Mr. College Park. We gonna play this song again, Auntie Outside. Go ahead and
oh yeah, I appreciate that.
Yeah, take it out. Introduce the song.
Okay, this your boy Mr. College Park, and right now we about to drop this brand new Mike Clark Jr., the newest artist signed to the label College Park Music, Auntie Outside. Yeah.
All right.
Boy, Mr. Kid proud to be. Yeah.
All right, this is your girl, Miss Chocolate, and we just had a good interview with Mr. Shark himself, a.k.a. DJ Smurf. Okay, then, that's one of my good friends. Known him for a long time, and he's been doing his thing for a long time, and I really, really appreciate him coming on the show. And his artist, oh my Lord, he got a good artist. He always have good taste in music as well. So I'm definitely going to keep rocking with some music. Mr. College Park had to go. You know, he's a busy man, and I really appreciate y'all. But later at 4 p.m., I will have my nephew actually... He has his dad's name, and he is wearing his dad's chain, and as well as he goes by Shorty L.O. Jr., okay? So we definitely going to have him at 4 p.m., so everybody tuned in for that. We're going to be talking about his new music and everything he got going on. I haven't seen him since he was a baby. And I'm really appreciating everybody coming in, blessing the radio station, blessing the mic, blessing the airways. And we doing what we do right here on WMQP 107.3 on the Miss Chocolate Show. So I hope everybody's having a blessed day today and staying out of the way of negativity. Okay? So, hey, we're going to keep it rocking because that's what we do. We're going to rock and roll, baby. Rock and roll. And, hey, I want y'all to get on the good foot right here. Yeah, I'm silly, y'all. But I love to keep people happy and definitely, oh, matter of fact, I'm going to play that song after this song, but I was going to play one of the songs that my dear friend had the opportunity of producing and working with. But we're going to go ahead and get y'all on the good foot. And like I said, we're going to get y'all on the good foot, keep y'all, you know, entertained. And I hope y'all enjoying the music.
Right now, I just need you to get real loose. Get comfortable. Grab your loved ones. Or grab your love partner. And if you're by yourself, no worries. Just follow after me.
Yeah. Gonna do the two-step, then cowboy boogie.
Grab your sweetheart and spin out with him.
Do the hold down and get into it.
Take it to the left now and dip with it. Gonna throw down, take a sip with it. And lean back, put your hips in it. Let's have some fun. To the left now. To the right, now take your left hand and put it on your side, gon' roll your shoulders, do the slip and slide, this next part's my favorite part, cause it's time to shine,
gonna do the two-step and cowboy boogie,
grab your sweetheart and spin out with him,
do the hold down and get into it,
take it to the left now and dip with it, gon' throw down. Slide to the left, slide to the right, now cool down, have a good time. Slide to the left, slide to the right, do the butterfly, have a good time. Round, round, round and round you go. It's time to show out right now and take to the floor.
Gonna do the two-step and cowboy boogie.
Grab your sweetheart and spin out with him.
Do the hold down and get into it.
Take it to the left. Bring it up now. Take it down and crisscross. Bring it up now, crisscross. Do whatever you like right here. Just have fun.
Gonna do the two-step, then cowboy boogie.
Grab your sweetheart and spin out with him.
Do the hold down and get into it. take it to the left now and dip with it. Gonna throw down, take a sip with it. Now lean back, put your hips in it. That was not so bad. That was not so bad, was it? That was not so bad. That was not so bad, was it? That was not so bad. That was not so bad, was it? That was not so bad. That was not so bad, was it? Gonna do the two-step, then cowboy boogie. Grab a sweetheart and spin out with him. Do the hold down and get into it. Take it to the left now and dip with it. Gonna throw down, take a sip with it. Now lean back, put your hips.
Hoops, my time, hoops, my time, Smurf, you did the fool with this one, baby. Hey, I got a Hurricane Chris, and right now, we want all the sexy ladies, 10 bar buck, what up? Drop and give me 50 Hurricane, holla at them.
Wide open and shaking it on the floor. I'm finna go to the bar and get some drink and hit the floor. I'm finna get on 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 the floor. She wanna
drop it, give me 50. Drop it, give me 50. Drop it, give me 50. Girl, drop it, give me 50. 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 Girl, drop it, give me 50.
Your mama right there, bad. She drop it and shake it fast. Come holla, I got the dollar. Got more up your... She shaking it by the Rover, popping it by the Bentley. She know that I'm fizzing, not dropping it, give me 50. She see me with Hurricane, so she dropping it to a thang. But she know when I get inside, I'm a fuck up over. She see me with Colin Paul, she see me with 3 feet. She know when it come to mind, she know it ain't 3 feet. She wide open and shaking it on the floor. She said if I get a sister, we gon' leave and hit the mouth. I told her, girl, here you go. I tease her on the low, now she freaking me on the floor. She begging me for some more. Hit the dough. Get with Colin Paul hooked up with the package store. I didn't know we were
coming back like this, this.
You gotta think, what yet come fix my own connection tomorrow. Ooh, tomorrow. Okay, everybody. This is your girl, the one and only Miss Chocolate on the Miss Chocolate Show. Everybody know me as Chocolate, but hey, it is what it is. I had to put that M-I-S-S at the top of the chocolate because I am grown now. So, just like College Park said, Mr. College Park, he was, you know, back then in our early 20s. So, everything it is what it is. Like, I am so glad, like, I'm really grateful and I'm glad that my best friend is back doing his thing and he's pushing his label. And hey, and Big Cat Records also pushing their label again. So hey, it's Big Unk Count need to get on the map too. It is what it is. I've been reaching out to all of them, but like, when is y'all gonna start back pushing music? I miss y'all. What's up? Come on now, let's get this. Let's do this. I got y'all. Let's get this. But anyway, y'all, let me go ahead and get ready for the next show. That starts at 4 p.m. So I'm finna shut this down and recuperate and get everything together for the next show at 4 p.m. for my nephew, Shorty L.O. Jr., okay? So he's Shorty L.O.'s son. That's my big bruh. I miss him to life, you know, I really do. And he's always here. He's in spirit. So I have to always remind myself that, you know. But anyway, y'all, I love everybody all over the world. And shout outs to everybody that's tuning in, everybody that's listening. I appreciate you for listening. I appreciate you for tuning in. And, hey, I see y'all back at 4 p.m. Mwah! Okay, and that's in 4 minutes, okay? I don't got too much time, but, hey. It's okay. It's going to be all right. Inhale, exhale. I'm doing this.